This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studios here at my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working along the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, along with their Uber, Lyft, taxi, and our bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here she is, Miss Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mr. Kevin McCarthy had a little something to say. He had a press conference yesterday, and it was kind of interesting hearing what he had to offer up, so let's listen to a little bit of it.
What we witnessed today was a perfect example of this Democrat majority and how reckless they have handled this significant responsibility. In fact, I want to use Chairman Schiff's own words to describe this Democrat majority. A parody.
A parody. How about that? A parody. Remember that when you said that?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He should have been, rather than representing the district that he does out there in, what, Burbank area?
Hollywood.
Yeah, he really should have been a screenwriter. Or, you know, maybe writing jokes for a late-night TV host. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is everybody that's anybody is talking about whatever. But how about the president once again tearing into the media, and he called them scum yesterday?
But basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, and he never saw the call. Heard something and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like almost a spy. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower, who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information, because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days where we were smart, right? The spies and treasonous. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
Okay, we used to handle them a little differently than we do now, the spies and treason. That's true, I suppose.
Well, there obviously is something going on still at that White House.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's necessarily somebody new. I think it was because, look, this Ukraine call happened the day after the Mueller testimony.
Right.
So it was almost as though somebody is still there, some operative, anti-Trump operative, or operatives more than one, is still at that White House.
Yep.
Waiting for the right next item, you know, to pull the trigger on for the next concocted scandal.
Right.
So how many more are there going to be?
As many as they want to invent. because they don't want this president to accomplish anything. They've managed to be able to stifle any type of stuff that's going on, because here's what we know. Here's what we know right now. With her proclamation of an impeachment inquiry, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the American people that the 2020 election is going to be all about what the Democrats have not done this year. For example, House Democrats, they haven't done anything for private health insurance for 175 million Americans, nor have they done anything for the U.S.-Mexican Canada trade agreement, have they?
They have not passed it.
They also have not forged a compromise on border security that would provide permanent legal status to the Dreamers or participate in tax relief 2.0. They also haven't worked to improve the quality of public education or public housing or public infrastructure. They've been too busy talking about Ukraine, Russia, and the impeachment. And I'm telling you, it's all going to come back to bite them.
It very well could. And, you know, when I was in Washington, D.C., somebody said to me, do you realize that the Mexican Congress, the Mexican leadership, the Mexican government has done more to help Trump enforce law and border security than our own Congress?
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
So, well, I'll put things in perspective.
Yeah. Exactly. And, of course, it's not going to stop. It's going to continue to do what it's doing, because this go-nowhere, do-nothing Democratic bunch. And, again, I've got tape after tape. I've got Maxine Waters. I've got Chris Matthews. I've got Beto O'Rourke. I've got Mark Stein, which I probably will play when we come back, because that's a very good cut there about Joe Biden and the Ukrainian corruption, and he had an interesting take on that. And then Nicole Wallace and Cory Booker, Rick Scott, our own senator, chimed in. Debbie Wasserman Schultz chimed in, and she didn't even know what the hell she was talking about. She just made it up as she went along, another one. And then again, all sorts of people that are trying to be part of the situation. Now, Eric is chiming in here. Let's see what he's saying again. He's saying, respectfully, it's not about legislation. It's about revolution. They are going to, let's see.
Resist.
Yeah, they're going to pull off all the stops. Yeah, they are. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, hold that thought. And by the way, that is what's going on here, is the fundamental transformation of America right in front of your eyes on steroids. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, to find out more about them and for your opportunity to win the free Gun a Day contest, you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and over in the right tab towards the top, you'll see the USCCA logo link. Click that, and the down will drop a window, and you'll be able to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Every day it changes at midnight. Whatever the gun is changes the very next day. So sign up for that. Good luck. Hope you get a chance to win it. And then don't forget that they've got 3 different programs you can use to join and become a member of the USCCA. But when you do that, here's the deal. You'll have an opportunity to get $474 worth of free stuff from them, including the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which is quite the magazine to help you out and give you all kinds of information and discounts, too. That's the USCCA over on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
So, President for a day, Denise Simon, what do you do with all this mess we got going on?
I'd go to the war room. If you don't have a war room, I'd create a war room. And I would start examining all the tactics that the left has used so far, all the tactics they have been successful with, including those like the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, and how far reaching this choreography went, including Europe, Australia, Italy, whatnot, and the Russia collusion thing. And I would begin to forecast what we necessarily think they're going to do next. You know, where could the Democrats continue to cause more damage? And then I would start building not only defenses, but offenses against that. And if Trump doesn't have a war room like this, then he's, you know, he's still in the locker room because the left is in the red zone on the field.
Yeah. Now, do you remember who John Ratcliffe is?
Sure.
He had something very interesting to say yesterday about all this, and here it is.
Matter that we're here for, a lot of talk about this whistleblower complaint. The question is, at this point, given what we have, why all the focus on this whistleblower? The best evidence of what President Trump said to President Zelensky is a transcript of what President Trump said to President Zelensky. I'm not casting aspersions on the whistleblower's good faith or their intent, but a secondhand account of something someone didn't hear isn't as good as the best evidence of what was actually said. And to that point, despite good faith, the whistleblower is in fact wrong in numerous respects. And I know everyone's not going to have time to read the whistleblower's complaint, but the whistleblower says that I am deeply concerned, talking about the president, that there was a serious or flagrant problem, abuse, or violation of the law. The whistleblower then goes on to say, I was not a direct witness to the events described. However, I found my colleagues' accounts of this to be credible. And then talking about those accounts of which this whistleblower complaint is based on, the whistleblower tells us the officials that I spoke with told me, and I was told that, and I learned from multiple U.S. officials that, and White House officials told me that, and I also learned from multiple U.S. officials that. In other
Wow. A lot of and that's in there, huh?
Well, what he's saying is that this whistleblower combined information from several sources
right.
that had different disciplines,
right.
but all had the Trump White House in their orbit.
Right.
So the question is the whistleblower a lawyer himself?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the way the whistleblower report was written, it was written by a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get down closer to this identity, we have to determine that if the whistleblower is a lawyer himself, or did lawyers use a alleged whistleblower and they mm-hmm. concocted the testimony themselves mm-hmm. for the whistleblower report.
Well, Eric's got a very interesting question here. Eric is saying, the question should be, whose whistle is the whistleblower blowing? Because it certainly is not to protect the Constitution.
Well, as president, you have Article 2, Section 3.
Mm-hmm.
The take care clause. And that means... That means to take care of enforcing all law, domestic, and those laws that have, are designed, for fraud and corruption internationally. So, whatever he was doing, you know, Trump, whatever his motivation was, using Rudy Giuliani, and he also mentioned A.G. Barr in this call, maybe he is necessarily helping to find information that is useful for the going back to other piece parts of the Russia investigation that we would like to know that we still don't know. In other words, where did it all begin?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know all the players yet? Because I don't think we got that out of the Mueller report, do you?
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
So maybe Trump has some form. Maybe he's with Giuliani is creating this war room.
Okay. Well,
that I spoke of.
Good possibility. There's a good possibility there, and we'll see what happens. By the way, Rudy went after Romney last night on one of the TV shows. I forget which one it was. It was on Fox, I know, but I don't remember which host was had him on. But Giuliani talked directly to Mitt Romney last night during a very tense interview and questioned what Romney was trying to do, as it was exposed that one of his former advisors
or maybe even still advisor, was a Burisma board member along with Hunter Biden.
Well, there's been that chatter, so we would have to necessarily go look very closely at all of that to see who else was there. So this almost tells me that we don't know if the company was legitimate. I would think that it was, but having Hunter Biden there with no resume that says that he should have gotten the job to start with, is questionable. Now, the other piece is, how did Ukraine even ever know who Hunter Biden was in the first place to hire him? Therein lies yet a question that nobody's been able to answer. Well, I would argue that between Obama and Biden, they were Ukraine at the time, going back, 2013 and 2014?
Right.
Ukraine was trying to buy influence. And that influence into the United States is a lobbying effort. It's nothing more. All kinds of foreign governments lobby the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
So the president of Ukraine then isn't the president of Ukraine today. Let's not forget that.
Right.
Because the other one, remember, he bailed out, left. Where did he go? Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real hard to kind of go back and try and remember these things, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course, our Senator Rick Scott has chimed in, and he talked about Romney, and he said that he's going down the same path as the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi. That was kind of it was a shot across the bow for sure. And it's just unbelievable the things that are going on right now. And Schiff, you know, he's got that look about him. They call him Shifty Schiff for a reason, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But he's got that look. When you look at him in his eyes, I mean, he just doesn't look right. And somebody said, I wonder if he's mentally disturbed. No, really, they did.
Well, this is all we're going to be talking about, you realize, for the next month, at least.
Or two.
Yeah. So just hold on, because I mean, this is going to be a daily discussion, and every day another little piece of the puzzle is going to surface.
I totally agree. All right. Well, we will catch you on the weekend show. So don't work too hard today.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'm sure she's going to have a bunch of articles coming out today. Busy day for her. I'm absolutely sure of that. All right, we'll be back. We'll take another look at our military and veterans news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, the New York Times reporting the whistleblower is a CIA agent, a man who was assigned to the White House. Meanwhile, President Trump reacting to the DNI whistleblower hearing today on Capitol Hill, he speaks with reporters at Joint Base Andrews.
Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them, it's just really a disgrace.
The president sounding annoyed by the antics of Democrat
Adam Schiff, who bizarrely reads made-up information to the committee on Capitol Hill that is not actually in the transcript of the call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. Here's Schiff.
I'm going to put you in touch with people, and not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two places where you can go to become an aviation maintenance tech. One in Concord, Mass., the other right here in Clearwater, Florida, in our backyard in Tampa Bay. And I'll tell you all about that right after you hear this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more and more young folks are not headed straight off to college. We know that. They're coming out of high school, out of a trade school. They learn a trade. But in most cases, what they don't realize is the trade that they've learned is not going to pay them 100% of what the job is to begin with. They're going to start out, especially if it's a union job, as an apprentice. They're going to be what we call 80%ers. They get 80% of what the normal pay would be to start out as an apprentice. And in some cases, depending on what it is they're going into, which union scale job, they could be there for as long as 6 months to a year, but certainly not any more than that. But if you want the opportunity to make as much as $50,000 a year to start, maybe even $60,000 a year to start, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy, where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. You can take the skills that you have and use them to take the course and become certified as an aviation maintenance tech and wind up with a tremendous job and a tremendous future. Now, check them out online to find out more at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or just give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. National Aviation Academy. All right, now, taking a look at what's going on here in the Army, as well as the Navy, got Army and Navy news coming up right now. We heard about Saudi Arabia. There's a Patriot missile battery going to Saudi Arabia right away. There's also four radar sites going to Saudi Arabia right away. We understand that there's a THAAD missile system that could be going in the not-too-distant future after this first deployment, as well as some more Patriot missile batteries. They're obviously going to put them near their oil refineries and key government buildings because of the fact that Syria and their proxies in Yemen are going to keep firing those missiles, no doubt about it. And slides shared on social media show the pass and failure rates for soldiers taking the new combat fitness test amongst a select number of battalions. Now, they're not official documents yet from the Center for Initial Military and Training, but officials involved in collecting data for the new test said that they are, in fact, collecting data right now, and we'll see how that all works out. Now, a man who pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in the slaying of a U.S. Army sergeant from Michigan has been sentenced to at least 65 years in prison. Wow. And the deputy commander of the Army Futures Command said that the service may need some of the National Guard's capabilities in the early days of a fight on future battlefields. So I would imagine they would, because it'd be all hands on deck. And in the beginning of 2022, the Army will start turning large numbers of Stryker infantry carriers into tank killers by equipping them with remote weapons armed with Javelin anti-armor missiles. And we knew that was coming because we had been talked about it a while back. Now, the Navy, under the wire, has met General Mattis's fighter jet readiness deadline. They've done it with just a few weeks to spare. The U.S. Navy met with former Defense Secretary James Mattis, and they met his 80% mission-capable rate goal for the military operational fleet. Kudos to them for getting that done. In addition, a squadron and squadron commanders were removed from their duties at McPherson and, let's see, Fort McPherson and Moody Air Force Base. Moody Air Force Base. Wow. We'll have to see what that's all about. And the AMC Corporation, that's American Motors Company, has turned around and used the C-5Ms that were the biggest aircraft carrying supplies and equipment around. They've turned them into flying hospitals. The Air Force is vetting its biggest aircraft as a new option for large-scale aeromedical evacuation skills, and we'll see how that plays out. That will help the wounded for sure. They can all get on that plane and hurry up and get to where they need to go. I'm sure more lives will be saved. And not to be outdone, a Marine sergeant died of a gunshot wound on duty as an armed sentry, the NCICS is reporting. Now, they've taken control of the case, and they are investigating this. But the Naval Criminal Investigative Services in investigating the events that led into the shooting death of a 25-year-old maritime sentry in Georgia. The lieutenant in charge said that the Marine Corps is also confirmed further action, and they're going to investigate all of it as we speak. Now, the Coast Guard busted another narco sub carrying 12,000 pounds of cocaine. Coast Guard crew members aboard the cutter Valiant intercepted a self-propelled semi-submersible which hauls some 12,000 pounds of cocaine in it, and they were in it, and they definitely got nailed, the people that were in the sub. Now, the National Guard, the Indiana governor, has picked a new National Guard leader after his predecessor was forced out. They'll come back bigger and better than ever, mark my words. And the veterans' news that's out there today, doctors have told Navy veteran Bobby Daniels that he may only have another 2 years before his terminal prostate cancer takes his life. And so he was furious in June when Veterans Affairs officials announced a six-month delay in processing Blue Water Vietnam benefits cases. Now, you can expedite that. To find out more, you can go to your VA liaison officer in the county in which you live. And the Government Accountability Office will examine how the Department of Veterans Affairs raises its nursing homes and rates them at the request of three senators who announced the upcoming venue. Be interesting to see if they learn anything. Always an interesting thing here with what goes on when it comes to the Senate and the House and all that stuff. And by the way, the Space Development Agency's plans have changed. When the Space Development Agency was formally formed in March, it was billed as a major step towards the Pentagon's growth in space with an ambitious plan to launch hundreds of small satellites into orbit. Now, the new space debris rule, stalled by a year-long interagency spat, now dictates that somebody's got to go in there and clean up the space, the outer space, with all the debris that's floating around up there. Wonder who that'll be. Wonder who that'll be. And, you know, you don't need to worry about the National Aviation Academy if you want to join that and become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I just had a question here from Paul, and Paul was asking me about whether or not the school was any good. And yes, it is. It's the best in the country, in my opinion, and in some of the ratings I see, too. All right, well, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski coming up. And good morning, James, over there in Clearwater. How are you? And good morning again over there to Lucia. I believe it's Lucia is the way you pronounce your name. Not sure. But anyway, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Kirkland, Washington, the manufacturers and the owners of Relief Factor, an all-natural pain relief supplement. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, you can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, if you got arthritis pain like I do, back pain like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain, muscle aches, whatever, then how about trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start? It costs $19.95. It's a 3-week plan. You take it religiously, and if it works, 80% of the people that take it stay on it. It's that simple. That's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, to find out more, you go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. Again, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It'll get to you in about 3 to 5 days, the product, and you'll be well on your way to feeling better, too. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Mr. Chris, I've got a poll in front of me. This is brand new. It comes from the Harvard Caps Harris poll, which was released. Now, I don't know what the questions are,
But most voters say they would support sending some U.S. troops along with missile and air defenses to Saudi Arabia in response to attacks on the oil facilities. Here's the way the numbers break down. 58% say they'd back sending military support to Saudi Arabia. 42% say they wouldn't.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I'd like to see how the question was worded when it comes to that, because, you know, most of the people that I speak to are not exactly thrilled with having our continued involvement in the Middle East. And obviously the question depends on what the capacity was, how they're going about being used. But I find it hard to believe that most Americans are thrilled with us, you know, getting involved in another place in the Middle East after, you know, what's been going on for so many years.
Well, we're already there in Saudi Arabia, and all they're doing is beefing up their defenses, it looks like, from what I know.
Yeah, no, I know that, but my thing is that why can't they beef up their own defenses?
I guess because they don't know how to use the missile system. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how they can turn around and sneak drones and Tomahawk missiles, cruise missiles, through the back door through Kuwait at treetop level and fly them right down into the main street and take out a couple of oil refineries in Saudi Arabia. That's just crazy.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we sell them this equipment. I would think that we'd probably show them how to go about using it.
You would think. You would think.
Yeah. You know, and so they can do this stuff on their own.
Now, the whistleblower that we keep hearing all about and has been taking up all of our time now and is going to continue once we find out who this person is, apparently is a CIA officer who was assigned to the White House and worked in the Situation Room.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the New York Times is reporting right now. I guess we're going to find out. And guess what? It's all secondhand accounts.
That's right.
And every story I read, the headline reads like that this guy found out all this information by himself.
No, it's hearsay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I it's pretty sad.
And he didn't write this report by himself either. He or she did not write this report by themselves.
Yeah, there's some. They said that actually that there might have been some help actually from politicians when it comes to this too.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that same Capps-Harris poll has Donald Trump's approval rating staying steady at 46%. It's been there for a while, even though the Rasmussen poll has been as high as 53%, and he was at 51% yesterday.
Yeah, the Rasmussen poll is looking very, very strong. I can tell you right now that. With these numbers, I don't know how they're going to continue to push for this impeachment stuff. It's just not working.
How about China? China's top diplomat says Beijing is willing to buy more U.S. products. And by the way, this is good for us if that's true.
China with what? I'm sorry, Matt.
China is willing to buy more U.S. products.
Oh, yeah. In particular, they've actually mentioned agricultural products.
That's correct.
That was involved with this. So, yeah, it's interesting. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, obviously, chip makers were hit yesterday because we made some comments in regards to Huawei and how that's going to be handled. You got to play the long game when it comes to this with China. I don't think that there's going to be any deal struck until after their celebrations and their anniversary. It was 70th anniversary coming up and a big celebration with that. So probably nothing until after that that's going to be solid. But when there does, we can see actually much, much higher GDP growth.
Now, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. And don't forget, folks, on the weekend, he's on around 250 stations across the country, so you should be able to hear him just about anywhere that you want to listen. Now, the United Auto Workers has got a problem. Right now, the labor deal with GM is kind of under wraps. There is a corruption probe going on with the UAW. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, that was on before the strike.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certain members and on the higher ups at the UAW involved in various different, bits of corruption and utilizing union funds for all sorts of personal use. So that was going on actually even before the strike happened. And some people actually alluded to the fact that they made the strike, the people at the top were using it as a distraction.
Yeah. Now, the Biden brothers and sons haven't been doing a bad deal at all with the money that they've been making, because we now have found out that Joe Biden's brother invoked the vice president's name in luring investors to his firm. Nice work if you can get it, huh?
Hey, listen, unfortunately, that's how these politicians use their position of power in office and what they did and the Rolodex that they have. And it's in my opinion, it's kind of shameful. It really is. You're supposed to go and serve the country and then go back and get yourself a real job. This is how these people end up becoming multi-millionaires.
Yeah. And by the way, they get paid and can use insider information that you or I would go to jail for.
Yeah, actually, the trade stocks. They tried to clean some of that up, but they really watered that legislation down.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Insider training, it's a new dimension with those guys. All right, well, here's something interesting. I know that you have a great deal of trust in the media, correct?
Is it zero guilt, nada?
Well, here's a poll, and I'm surprised at the number. And this is an ABC Ipsos poll. Maybe that's why it's the way it is. 41% have a great deal of trust in the media and what they report. Really?
What, 25%?
41.
Wow. I can't believe there's that many.
Me neither.
That's just how? Why?
But it isn't. But it's an ABC Ipsos poll. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You've got to be kidding me. I've never seen anything so ridiculous in my entire life. I mean, they're constantly making stuff up.
By the way, have you been following Prince Harry lately?
No, I could care less.
No one can deny science on climate change, so says Prince Harry.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Listen, these guys got to find something to talk about, I guess, so let them. I could care less what the guy says. Okay, if you're so worried about climate change, why don't the royals there sell off some of their castles, and not fly in private jets?
Now, do you remember when Barack Obama was president and the U.S. Immigration Service was forced to change some names? And, like, for example, the name alien was changed over to the word foreign national. You remember that?
Oh, alien was changed to foreign national?
That's right. Did you? Okay, well, now, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Under President Donald Trump, the U.S. Immigration Service is going to change the term foreign national back to the word alien.
There we go. To be illegal alien, like the song, the old Genesis song from the 1980s.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. And also, in terms of the UAW strike and all that, GM reversed its course and said that their strikers will be able to keep their health coverage, because they told them last week that they'll be losing their coverage today after being on strike for a week.
They got to come to some sort of agreement with this thing sooner rather than later. But again, the auto, they got 11 weeks worth of inventory. I mean, is there going to be difficult to try to get a deal when they've got plenty of cars lying around?
Yeah, and they're running out of parts in Canada. I was told of several of the plants, they've shut down four or five plants in Canada because they got no parts.
Yeah.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend, and maybe your Giants will win again.
We'll see.
All right. We'll talk to Chris Markowski on Monday morning. Again, Watchdog on WallStreet.com, his website. Go over there and check it out for all the great things that he's got. Coming back with Frank Salvato after the top of the hour news.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.